Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you.
What are you doing?
Trying to get drunk.
No, you have a bit. No. You don't even have one anymore.
Don't figure out.
How are you? Are you still feeling okay?
I'm getting better.
Thanksgiving, good.
Well, I was supposed to go to Arkansas, and I had to cancel the trip because I ended up with bronchitis.
I hear a little cold here, and I couldn't get a hold of you for a few days, so that makes sense.
Yeah, when I was out with the gallbladder, then I got compromised and got the bronchitis immediately following.
Oh, Jesus.
So got on the Z-Pack and the Tamiflu, so
yeah.
I'm on the recovery. I'm 75%.
Do you take a flu shot or any kind of booster?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't either. I was curious to see if you did and you were still getting it or something. Because
They
always ask me, do you want a flu shot? And I'm always like,
no.
Right now I don't.
No. Well, I'll tell you a quick one I'm looking for because I got to get running. But,
run. You got it.
Anyhow, special cut diamond round. Okay.
Got it.
It looks like a disco ball on the top.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I have some in stock.
They're, typical round. I think
like a decagon? I think they're a decagon, right?
Or geodesic dome or something. I don't
know.
But it's like they must have 80, 90 facets or whatever. But,
mm-hmm.
They're the whole top, I mean, the girdle, you got the full width. But then they dome on the pavilion, up on the crown, all the way up to a little a little tiny table, if there actually is. I forget. I had a customer come in, and I mounted some in some martinis setting earrings.
Yeah.
She had them in some baskets, didn't like them. She wanted martinis, so I did that, and I did the protector backs on it. The little.
Are they like rose cut or crisscross, maybe?
No, I mean, we're talking over twice the facets of a rose cut.
Yeah.
Because a rose cut's a flat bottom, and this still
has a
regular pavilion on the bottom, so the weight is going to be higher for the diameter.
So how does it look? Does it look like a dome?
Like a freaking disco ball on top.
Is it real sparkly? I don't imagine.
Oh, gosh, gorgeous. Beautiful,
really?
Very lively.
I'm going to look it up.
How
much do you have to spend?
I don't know. I just need to find out because they're going to run between, carat size diameter probably. Which means they're going to probably run a carat 10, carat 15 maybe.
I was going to say, they're probably heavier, just like an old Euro maybe.
They're going to be heavier. Sure they are. Yeah, absolutely.
I just emailed you over what I thought could maybe possibly be what you're looking at. I'm not sure if it is, but this is what I have in the 4-carat range for our Diavolo, which is a GIA certified and It's not as domey. It's more rectangular, and that's maybe not my best description. But that decagon that's on there, that has so many more facets, and it's so pretty. And it's P, I'll give you the P number.
Go ahead.
320446. Just take a look at that stone when you get a chance today.
I'll
because that's
that.
What I think it is that you're looking for. It's so many more facets.
Oh, I mean, it's like explosion on the top.
I'm going to call the office right now, though. I'll let you go. I'm going to call New York City because they're going to open up today no matter what the tree lighting got happens, and it's been crazy downtown. Yeah. So I'm going to call there right now just to see, put my feelers out on a domey-looking, top-heavy, but still depthy round.
Well, that's the crazy part.
Isn't that kind of it?
What
I described?
It looks just like a flipping disco ball on the top.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yes,
that's
I can
so
tell
odd.
You. It looks like a disco ball.
It's almost like they put like a blow pop, or not a blow pop even, like a real sucker that's a circle right on top like a toilet paper roll or something.
Yeah, it's literally totally lively, sparkly. And so when the gal picked them up, this other gal was here and fell in love with them. She's hounded me to find some. And I've been out of circulation, so.
Well, we know. Well, let me get to work here on your behalf and let me come up with something.
Yeah, somebody in your office might have a.
I think there's probably a name, and I want to say it's a Decagon, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not familiar because I tried doing a search, but I was limited at the time.
And you didn't even know it was called to do a search on my website, so you're good. Don't feel bad.
Well,
I'm on it.
Okay, good enough.
I'll get back with you. Feel better though, and keep you know.
Better. Yeah.
A Mullen tea is so good right now to get all of that up and out of you faster, so you feel better.
All of the chest is doing better. It's just the sinus is, I think, still in
really?
The or something going on up there. But I'll call my doc and he'll give me
Aleve, cold, and sinus. Aleve, cold, and sinus. Z-Pak, you might be susceptible to it if you have to take that every single time. That's happened to me. I don't know if it happens to everybody. But they had to start giving me a different antibiotic and steroid because I had Z-Pak or, what is it,
Tamiflu and
yes,
that he gave me the other day, and then amoxicillin's another one. But, no, my chest is good. Just the uppers.
To be healthy.
I will. I'll get there.
I mean, you just went through all this pain, and I know the kind of pain you went through, my friend.
Fun stuff.
So I don't want you to be sick, too, on top of it.
No.
You've got abs of steel now.
No kidding. Jeez.
All right, my friend. I'm going to go call the city real quick, and then I'll get back to you as soon as I find anything else. But if you can look at that one diamond.
I'll look at it as soon as possible. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. Love you. Bye.